on this frequency.
Right across Newcastle. Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Would either of you marry Crevo?
Well, I'm not gay, so it'd be really weird. I get it.
This is the Novos.
Gilbert Newton. I thought he had a great head of hair. I really did.
The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, everybody.
So by the time Ben came home...
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up.
The Novos.
This...
Three...
is the Novos.
Two...
and the mics are on.
Yeah.
Now. Yes. Good morning, Crevo. Welcome to Thursday.
Good morning.
Maddie from the newsroom. How are you today? Going well?
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
Excellent.
Good.
Guess who's back?
Guess who's
Jade.
Back? It's Jade.
Jade is. Hello.
I love that you. The first thing you did on the show is refer to yourself in the third person. Jade. What's happening, doll? Can you turn your speakers up a little, please?
I can't.
Okay.
Oh. This is it.
You're at the max.
No, what's happening? So you're in isolation. How are you feeling?
Yep, in isolation currently and enjoying it, actually.
Of course you are.
I get my coffees 24/7 and I've got my man because he's on sick leave at the moment, so can't complain.
Excellent. Now, how have you got yourself, where are you set up? Describe your situation.
Okay, so I'm set up in my office and I have a really big microphone and mic stand. And, yeah, I don't know, I'm just surrounded by all my pictures and my tea and I've got the heater on and life's good.
Awesome. You've got your little, your treasures all around you. Very good.
Yeah, well, we've got lads versus lasses coming up, guys. If you want to win a double pass... to see the Knights take on the Cowboys this Saturday at McDonald Jones Stadium. Call the show on 13 10 09.
Yeah, one go, one go. The lads are almost back in the lead. I think we're like two away. Right now, Nia, Some Say at New FM. Good morning. Nia, Some Say at 105.3 New FM. Morning fog about this morning. Did you see it? It's crazy out there this morning.
Right?
Showers this afternoon. Tops of 18 degrees on the coast.
New FM and the Novos.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus lasses.
Yeah, it's Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes game. On offer today, we have a double pass to the Knights game this weekend for the winner. The lines are still open, though. If you want to play 13 10 09, Jade's live at home in isolation. What's the best thing about being at home today, Jade?
Oh, to be honest, it was so good waking up, I guess just naturally in bed in the morning without having alarm going off at, 4:30. It was pretty good.
Nice one.
Well, of course, we don't have a producer this week, so we're just doing it live on the air, the whole thing, behind the scenes and all.
Everything. Look,
13 10 09, if you want to play, you can actually get through. The lines are open. With COVID and stuff, the footy at this point is still happening.
Right, okay, so that's good.
As long as you're masking up and staying safe, it's all good.
Oh, are we getting the State of Origin here yet for Game 3? Do we know?
Jade, that wasn't actually a thing. It was just a suggestion.
It was just an idea.
No. There was actual real talk about that. You guys were actually on the money because they were talking about bringing the State of Origin here for Game 3.
Well, it would be good. I mean, I still maintain it would be a good thing, good for the city and all that.
Oh, well, I'm about to put the tickets in the bin, so...
I think let's do it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Are you ready? Here we go. I'm starting to tear them. 13 10 09, it's your last chance.
Nah, they gone.
Nah, it's gone. Sorry, guys. Wow, there you go.
That's all right.
People don't like freebies, apparently.
Apparently not. guys, up next, there's something that's been annoying me about MasterChef. Now, you guys know that I do like the show in general, although this season, I'm going to say it's a little bit on the nose. One of the people on the show specifically has just been winding me up. So what we want to do next is, if there's a person that annoys you specifically on a TV show, for me, I'm going to put it out there, it's Andy Allen.
Mine is Grant Denyer. If I have to look at that little man... one more time on another show, I think I'll pull my eyes out. I'm really sick
of
Grant.
Mine's Koshy.
Koshy
for you. Okay.
You're not up early enough to watch Sunrise. What are you talking about?
He's pompous. I don't know what it is about him and his little facts and figures. And I think he put out a book on finance. I'm like, mate, don't give up your day job.
Okay, well, this is the sort of chat we're getting into up next.
Okay, it's 6:11 at New FM. Good morning.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Sonia Dada at 105.3 New FM. Jade, Maddie and Crevo, 11 degrees in Maitland right now. Showers today, guys. Tops of 18 there. Very negative this morning, Crevo.
Oh, you're look,
talking about who pisses you off on TV.
So yeah,
like, come on, is everything okay?
Everything's fine, and you both know that I actually normally love MasterChef, right?
Yeah.
And at some points, you know, I've been even watching every, you know, every episode, but I can't explain what it is about this latest season. I think actually somebody has, and this is my theory, purely a theory, coached Andy Allen to try and be more ocker than he normally is, because he seems to have like turned up the ocker to an unnaturally high level.
Local legend Andy Allen.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, if you watched the season of MasterChef he was on, I don't know if you did watch it.
Yeah.
He is like the most bogan guy you've ever met in your life. I think he's actually being himself.
Well, so hang on, he was a contestant originally on a previous series.
Yeah,
correct.
That's right.
Yeah, and he's obviously,
and
like,
is he from Newcastle?
From the area originally, yeah. So,
oh, okay, Maitland, it says he was born in.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, I can't explain what it is, but it's just like his description of the foods have become like more limited.
Give us an example.
What is wrong with that, Crevo?
Everything is like just cracking or bloody delicious, mate. And then it's like you need a bit more finesse with these types of things. And I feel like even in the previous seasons, he was doing that right. Have a listen to this first one, this first little bit from the latest episode, where he's just turning up the ocker to like 12.
All right. What a cracking bunch of ingredients under that box. Lamb loin chop, A2 milk. We got white onion.
He's even taking some of...
describing the food.
No, he's taking some of the, like, syllables out of the words. Listen to the way he says ingredient.
This means you got to use every single ingredient under that box in your fish dish.
If you spelt that, it'd be I-N-G-R-E-E-N-T. Ingredient. Every single ingredient.
You just sound so hoity-toity. If he was more had more finesse in earlier seasons, it's probably because he was sucking up so he could get a role as a judge. Now he can be himself.
I don't know. I just feel like he's, you know, just have a listen. This thing, I don't know, the ingredient thing, he just says it again and again because, of course, he has to throughout the season.
Every single ingredient...
All right, I'll move on from that if I may, because here in this next little bit, he's criticising some roti that this young contestant has made.
Delicious, of course.
Absolutely, but he's criticising it. You can't even tell at some points what he's saying.
Yep.
And your roti, unfortunately, it's real thick, so it's quite it's raw in the middle. Obviously tastes quite pretty floury, because it's raw flour.
Why is he referring to it as she? He doesn't work on a fishing trawler. Like, it's like he should be describing the bread itself.
I'm putting it out there. Yeah. I've said this to Crevo Jade when he's made, like, snide remarks towards Andy Allen in the past. I think he's a little bit jealous of Andy Allen. He is a young man.
I was just thinking the same
in
thing.
In his 30s, you know, successful in the food industry, three hat restaurant. I think maybe you're a little jealous, Crevo.
Actually, the exotic Crevo. I'm looking at a picture of him now online, and he's just sort of almost exactly like Crevo, just the more exotic version.
So you guys are saying that it's purely a jealousy thing. I don't know if it is.
Yeah, you got it bad, my friend.
Look, I don't know why, but this season is particularly annoying to me. I can't explain it.
Well, mine's Grant Denyer. I'm so glad he's off contract at the moment.
So what's your sort of reasoning or thinking?
He's just everywhere, and I feel like he's a little bit fake. Just, like, I really can't stand fakeness. I think it's, like, just so bad. And like, everywhere. Family Feud, Dancing with the Stars. He's off contract at Channel 10 now, and I noticed he popped up on Channel 7 on some UFO documentary the other day. I'm like, mate, did you really see a UFO?
He has the same sob story on every single channel. He wheels it out.
That's his shtick, if you will.
All right, very good.
100%.
Who's yours, Jade? Who did you say?
Koshy.
Koshy.
Well, you know what? I'd have
you
to
just don't
with
like him.
Denier.
It's not like you're watching him. Like you just don't like Koshy.
You know, it's true. There's just something about him. I have watched him in the past, and there's something pretentious about him. I just don't like it. He just sits there all high and mighty in his suit and his tie, and I don't know. I just don't like how he interviews people. I've said it before. He's probably a really nice guy in person, but I just don't like him on TV.
Well, that's fair enough. Thank you, Jade. Glass Animals Heat Waves right now at New FM Plus News Time with Maddie. Minutes away. Good morning.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Swing that hammer again.
Newcastle's hottest tradie 2021.
Oh, yes, newfm.com.au if you'd like to enter. This has been going off. The entries are pouring in at the moment. The winner in both categories, male and female, will walk away with a $500 voucher to spend at the Kent Hotel Hamilton, which, I mean, $500 at the Kent is an amazing prize.
Oh, my God. Saying. So good, right? You could take your friends out.
Mental on the cocktails because we've had lunch there before and they were absolutely smashing.
Yeah, they were good. Do you remember a specific one that you loved or was it just the general vibe of them?
No, it was the general vibe of them. I think I had too many to remember the actual name of it.
Do you know what it is? The Kent cocktails are colourful.
That's
like,
what
I
it
think
is.
You had like a blue or purple cocktail, didn't you?
Yeah, it was sort of like a fruit tingle.
Look, we are searching for the hottest tradie. What we thought we'd do this morning, right, we're just opening up the lines whenever. Because there are so many entries, we thought we'd like put out like an express way to enter the competition this morning. We're asking you this morning, are you on the way to work? Are you on the job site right now? Surprise one of your workmates who you think should be a part of this competition. Are they like a stunner on site? Do all the chicks pervert them? 13 10 09. You can nominate them live on the air next. $500 at the Kent. It's amazing.
It is a great prize. And like you said, Nick, it's an express way in. I'll actually do the entry form for you.
Oh, that's ooh, good.
It's that easy. I've got it right here, so you won't have to do anything, all right?
All right, 13 10 09. Oh, look, let's take a call right now. New FM, hold the line for us. 1 second. There you go. Love it. We'll do it after Beyonce, Single Ladies, and New FM. Good morning.
The Novos, Jay, Maddie and Crevo.
Swing that hammer again.
Newcastle's hottest tradie 2021.
Yeah, newfm.com.au to enter. Tell your mates, tell your workmates, if you think that there's a really hot person at work, get them to get in touch with us. newfm.com.au on offer $500 from the Kent Hotel, Jade. Now, I know you've been seeing some of the entries. Have you been looking through them yet?
I have been, actually, and there's been some very confident Novocastrians replying to our meme online at our Facebook page, but the best bit is that some guy was so cocky, he was like, oh, me and my mates, we don't even have to enter because we'll just win. And I said to him last night, I was like, okay, prove it, and then he wrote back, oh, it'll be unfair to everyone else, and then I wrote back again. I said, well, the gauntlet has been laid. ... So I don't know where, hopefully that crew actually enter because they sounded pretty, I guess, like mischievous.
Well, there's going to be like a big pageant at the end of this, the big finale at the Kent fighting for the prize. Now, we did put the call out this morning. If you want to nominate one of your workmates at work right now, surprise them on the air, 13 10 09. We do have on the phone Gregory. Good morning, Gregory. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, mate. Good stuff.
Yeah, going well, man. Thanks for listening, first of all. Now, tell us, are you trade?
Yeah, we work for BuildSafe, so it's like roof edge protection, scaffolding and stuff.
Nice one. How many boys are in the crew? Do you have like a few of you there?
Oh, we've got 3 boys in the truck, but yeah, normally, there's about 19 of us that work at the company. All
right, now, Gregory, sausage.
You're wanting to nominate Connor, is that right?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. So describe Connor for us, first of all.
Oh, he's a good young fellow. He's only 22. Just recently, he worked for us, and then he went to Canada and come back.
Okay.
So he's well-travelled.
Yeah, that's
right.
Yeah,
he's travelled. Yeah, he's a good, got a good personality on him.
Hey, Gregory, is he single?
Yeah, he's single.
All right.
Well, single, 22's, been to Canada. And I guess working on like a building site as yours, Build Safe, he's not afraid of heights, ladies.
No, he's not afraid of heights, ladies.
Now, what I love about this, Gregory, is listening to another straight man describe another bloke.
I know, he's got a personality on him.
Great personality. Hey, man, all right, well, let's surprise Connor right now. Let's go over to him and pop him on the phone. We'll deliver the news.
No worries. Here you go, Connor.
I
want to talk to you.
Hey, Connor.
Hello,
is
this?
Hey, it's Jade, Maddie and Crevo from the Novos at New FM. You're live on the air. How's it going?
Oh, no. Hey, I'm good, thanks, mate. How are you?
Yeah, really good. Now, of course, we are doing the search for Newcastle's hottest tradie, and your mate Gregory has nominated you. How do you feel about that?
I think Greg may need to go to Specsavers. I'm not sure about that one, but I appreciate the nomination regardless.
Look, there's $500 to spend at the Kent on the line potentially if you win this thing, plus a trophy, and of course, the bragging rights on site.
Now, are you a Newcastle boy, Connor?
Yes, sir, yes.
Yeah, very good. Now, tell us about your life. You're 22 years old. You work on and with, like, roofing and stuff, yeah? And you're single, recently back from Canada. Are you looking for love at the moment?
Oh, mate, I wouldn't push it away, but not necessarily looking for it.
Yeah, okay, yeah, all right. Yeah. You just got your eyes open.
That's code for one-night stands only, I think.
No, don't tell them that.
Don't tell them.
I love how you say, yes, sir. Can you say, yes, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Ooh, la, la. Well, Connor,
can you please tell me what your favourite tool is on the work site?
My favourite tool is my hammer, for sure.
Yeah, okay. Swing that hammer.
Big hammer, hey. Do you have a screwdriver as well there, Connor?
I do have a screwdriver, mate. I've got all sorts of tools.
Oh, wow.
Big and small.
Look at that.
Right. Very, very well equipped.
I'll give you a hot tip, right? If you make it onto the short list and you're walking down the runway at the Kent, make sure you bring one of those blow-up hammers that you get in a show bag so you can swing it around for me.
Oh, God. All right, done. Done.
Yeah, Connor's done after that. Yeah. Jade's got her phone operator voice line.
I'm working from home, yeah. So I can just slip into my husband's room right now.
Are you okay, Jade? That's getting a bit weird. I think
sure
Connor
is.
Freaked out.
I'm enjoying it. But
you like it? You like an older woman, Connor?
Absolutely, mate.
34.
I can teach 100%. You a thing or two.
Are you single?
No, she's married, but that's okay.
Oh, she's married. Oh, behave.
Connor, did you think you'd be hitting on a married woman on the radio this morning when you went to
mate,
work?
No, to be honest, I didn't even think I'd show up to work today, so this is definitely a surprise.
Oh, there he is. Connor, what a fun guy. He's now a part of Newcastle's Hottest Trading, nominated by Gregory, newfm.com.au. You hold the line for us, Connor. We'll sign you up, brother. Jade, you're too much.
Sorry.
No.
We being at home, because I don't feel like I have any of those rules I have to follow from HR.
Well, guess what? You still do.
We know Jade loves a tool belt. There's no secret about that.
What's the goss up next, Crevo? We are checking in on all of the latest gossip from the last 24 hours. We'll do it next at New FM. Good morning. John Mellencamp, Small Town at 105.3 New FM, 6:54. Our morning fog out there today, guys. Showers this afternoon, tops of 17 degrees at Warners Bay today.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
Yeah, Jade's got what's the goss?
I do, and it feels so weird doing this because I don't think I've done it in over 2 years. So
she's a bit of a diva. She's a bit of a diva.
No gossip, Jade.
I have to find stories.
I know. I was like, hold on, what? I have to Google. But we have to talk about Ariana Grande.
Yes, of course. Love Ari.
So she is a sweetheart, and she has actually pledged $1 million towards free therapy after revealing counselling has saved her life. And she stated that she's been in and out of therapy for quite a while, and it's been so beneficial to her that she's pledged $1 million so more people can take advantage of the service, especially in these times such as COVID-19.
That's really good of her, isn't it? I mean, if she's gone through it, she's got the cash to help. I mean, that is what celebrities should be doing with their money, right? If they've got some to just, you know, lying around in the bottom of their handbags, put it to a good cause.
Absolutely.
And, okay, because we love producer Jackson and he's not here today, we have to talk about the amazing Kardashians, in his words. Oh, yeah, Kim Kardashian, she is in Rome at the moment, guys, and I am so jealous. So basically, she's flown there having this amazing holiday, and she's gone to the Fendi headquarters in Rome, and they gifted her with a selection of bags and shoes. So she's getting, like, exclusive...
Oh my God.
Ugh, bags and everything. I'm just so overwhelmed. But the thing is, I was checking out her pictures on Instagram, and oh my God.
On the Instagram?
She's looking good. But the thing is, I'm so jealous because Kim Kardashian has all these amazing photos, like at the Coliseum, and there's no tourists in her photos.
Well, of
course.
Now,
I don't know if either of you have been there before, but it is an absolute nightmare trying to get pictures without anyone else.
Have you been
the
to the Coliseum,
there.
Jade? Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, I have. But the thing is that if you've been there, like, you'd understand there's, like, thousands
it's
upon hundreds
packed,
of thousands
right?
of people yeah. there. So you can never get a clear shot of the Coliseum without anyone in there. And I'm like, that lucky, lucky thing.
Let's well, be honest. So people probably captured all the people that were there,
and
locked
put them
in away
a net.
For 10 minutes. Let Kim take her picture.
Here's $50, everyone. Get out.
I totally forgot. There's Photoshop, isn't there?
Well, there's that too. You could probably... Do you have photos of you at the Coliseum?
Yes.
For probably like $20 on the internet, someone will take all them out if you want.
No, I don't want those picture servicing. I was too fat then. But, guys, we have to go to Indiana Jones as well, because who doesn't love that film franchise?
Absolutely.
And Indiana Jones, number 5, has actually been pushed back 3 months of filming because Harrison Ford is suffering a shoulder injury because he hurt himself on set, so he may need surgery. The old guy might need to slow down, seeing that he's 78.
Harrison Ford is just greedy. And it, all he does is complain about the movies he's in. It's like, mate,
stop
taking the money,
up.
Stop complaining about them. This happened when he filmed Star Wars The Force Awakens as well. So he, like, a door fell down on his leg. So he was off work for like 4 months.
Maddie,
so interesting that it's
was
happened
a
again.
Massive door. That wasn't just like your standard house front door.
I'm not arguing with you about the door. I'm saying that this happened before as well. There's precedence for him. Maybe he's just old now.
I was just going to say, he's just an old man that loves to complain.
You know, Harrison...
He was crushed by the Millennium Falcon's hydraulic door.
Yeah, you know what? He's such a pest, Harrison Ford, because he likes to fly small aircraft and he always gets caught, like, flying in, like, prohibited airspace, and, like, he does emergency landings. I reckon I've heard, like, 4 or 5 stories of Harrison Ford, like, flight going wrong stories as well. The authorities
he
hate him.
He needs to be careful. He'll be the next celebrity that dies in a plane crash. You've got to be careful if you're a celebrity because it happens to, like, so often.
Yeah. Well, thanks,
yeah,
Jade.
You do have to.
Good morning. Welcome to your positive start to Thursday.
Be careful
thanks,
if you're
Carl.
A celebrity.
News
good advice.
Time with Maddie up next in New FM. Good morning.
New FM.
Stand by on this frequency.
Right across Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Would either of you marry Crevo?
Well, I'm not gay, so it'd be really weird. I get it.
This is the Novos.
You're Bert Newton. I thought he had a great head of hair. I really did.
The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, everybody.
So by the time Ben came home...
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up.
The Novos.
This.
Three.
Is the Novos.
Two.
And the mics are on.
Yeah.
Oh, guys, isolation has been a really interesting experience.
So can we talk about how you ended up here in isolation? So you went to Gosford, yeah, and you were caught, you were there after the 21st of June, right?
Yeah, okay, yeah. So for those who don't know, yeah, so my husband had to have surgery at Gosford Hospital, and he's doing fine. And, yeah, we were there in that bracket when they were like, oh, if anyone in Sydney or the greater Sydney area has been that way since the 21st, you've got to isolate. So hence I'm in isolation, and it has been an interesting experience, but I never thought Ben would secretly be recording me in isolation, but that's what he did. So I've got a couple of grams of just, I guess, the nonsense I've been speaking, and he says I've been maybe slightly annoying in certain ways. I disagree. I think I've just been amusing myself, but...
You're a delight.
Charming.
I'm a delight. I'm a delicious chocolate croissant. So we'll play this audio for you in a sec, and you can make up your own minds.
All right, excellent. Some of the secret recordings of Jade just living her life in ISO.
Okay, we'll do it after Amy Shah, Keith Urban, and UFM 9 past 7. Good morning. Amy Shah, Keith Urban, Love Songs Ain't For Us. Welcome to Thursday. Miserable start to the day today. Sorry about that. Morning fog about showers or two this afternoon.
Like you can do 17. Anything about it.
Have a Warner's Bay. It's just so miserable, isn't it? We're meant to be all like bright and chirpy and welcome to Thursday, but you know, you look out the window, not that great.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Hey Jade, you've been in ISO, of course. We are missing you, of course. Now tell us, you've been cooped up for a few weeks now. What's happening?
So my husband Ben, ow, sorry, keep hitting the mic. I'm not used to working in this setup. My husband Benny went and had surgery at Gosford. He's doing fine. Mm. But basically, I was down in Greater Sydney when all the outbreaks started happening. So I have to stay at home, just make sure I'm not infectious. So
knowing you, you would have had a party when that news came through.
Oh, you know what?
I can't come to work, boss. Sorry.
It was mixed because I like money, but I also like relaxing. So it was sort of like, it was very bittersweet. But yeah, so I'm in ISO and I've been sort of, you know, just like saying crazy things every now and again and just amusing myself where I can. And my husband Ben was a bit cheeky and started rolling the tape on me. I couldn't believe it. This is what's been happening.
Okay, let's roll the tape.
This rain is beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a shame we're in lockdown. I'd really like to go for a walk in it.
Yeah, right, yeah. Oi.
What?
I've got a headache. Calm down.
Go to Hans! Hit him! What was that? Oh, Carey Price! I wish you could do the sports like that, man.
And you can head to Harvey Norman now for the latest tin can phone that you recorded that on.
What if you've actually lost your mind, I reckon. I'm calling it now.
Well, okay, for one, obviously, yeah, I probably don't normally like going for walks in the rain. Two, that's just me practicing my singing, I guess.
I was going to say, have you taken up lessons? The piano?
No, I do it all on YouTube, and I just play it through my little boombox. And just,
how
you know,
often
Ben's
do you
never
practice
home when I practice?
How often do you practice your singing?
Oh, maybe a couple times a week. I'll go through my in the afternoon when Ben's not here.
You go through your like scales and stuff. Is that
yeah? Just my scales and stuff. Yeah,
I did not know that about you.
Yeah, and also, so Ben's got, okay, so we actually downloaded, we subscribe to, I think it's KO Sports, because the NHL, or National Hockey League, Stanley Cup Finals is happening right now. And my husband plays ice hockey, absolutely loves it. So I've been sort of getting into it. And Ben and I, like, that's me going for the Montreal Canadiens.
Oh, I see. Very passionate, though.
Yeah, very passionate.
Yeah, I was getting pumped up because you just get invested. You know, when you pick a team, it's just like, come on. Like, you know me.
Absolutely. So, you love your sports.
So, you know what? I've actually been quite entertained while I'm here. I don't know if Ben would agree.
You're fine. You've got your own, like, mind as company by the sounds of it.
Do operate on a different frequency.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to call it. I think you've lost the plot. How much longer have you got there?
So, yeah.
I think till Wednesday the 14th.
Of July?
Yeah.
You're not back to work for another 2 weeks?
I think so. Hang on. Yeah, I'm looking at the calendar.
Somehow a two-week isolation's turned into a four-week isolation, it seems. What's going on?
It's just the way it is.
Well, what we've learned from this segment is Jade is the eighth Von Trapp child, and she's got a new KO Sports subscription. Thanks, yeah. Jade.
Awesome.
Can't wait for this story next, though, Crevo. A chick is selling a very unusual item.
Yeah, so she's this, like, online celebrity, and I say that in that she has, like, millions and millions of fans, so no mucking around. She basically streams herself, one of those people that streams herself playing video games a lot.
Like on Twitch and stuff,
exactly,
yeah?
Right, which sounds so foreign, but there's so many people who are into this.
Well, for a boomer like you, very foreign.
Well, it is a little bit, but there's, like, more people watch that than, say, a lot of the normal TV shows.
Absolutely, yeah.
So it's huge. She is decided to sell and has made tens of thousands of dollars from selling her bathwater.
Get out.
We're going to get into this whole situation, how it's unfolded up next.
Okay, New FM is 7:18. Good morning.
New FM. You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Hey. Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, so we've got to talk about this celebrity, Bella Delphine. Now, I didn't really know about her until yesterday when I first heard this story about how she started selling her bathwater, which seems very bizarre, right? So essentially, like, she's absolutely huge on, like, these streaming platforms. As an example, she's currently making $350,000 a month off one platform alone, and she's across multiple different ones. So very, very popular, right? Millions and millions of fans.
Guys, we're in the wrong business.
Well, I mean, I don't know about your contract, but mine is not that good. Mine is not that good. But she decided, just, it seems like out of nowhere, to bottle up her bath water in these little, like, they look like
little jam jars.
Yeah, like a little tub you might get, say, some sort of makeup in, you know, like a face cream or something like that. These little plastic jars. She literally videoed the whole thing of herself scooping them out jar by jar. She made a limited batch of just under 1,000, which she has sold in the first 24 hours, sold out for almost $25,000.
Her dirty bath water.
No, this is for the total of all the jars.
But that's still a lot of cash.
It's so much money. Absolutely crazy that people are willing to pay for it. And it led me to investigate, like, what people are using it for. There's this whole, like, list of videos of people using it in different ways. There's people putting it in cocktails. There's one guy.
What?
One guy vaped it. Another guy is, like, just keeping it for his collection. There's this whole, like, subgenre of YouTube videos of people using the bathwater in different ways.
Dirty bathwater.
Crevo, hold up a second. So, what was this chick's name again?
Bella Delphine.
And can I ask, is she sort of like, what's the word? Not like a, like a goth, like someone who's into, like, sort of drinking their own blood and stuff? Does she pop those vibes out there?
No, nothing like that. It's
she's a normal person.
Yeah, but she's very, like, open about the fact that she's, like, does these gaming streams, right, where people just watch her play video games. She's very open about the fact that guys may be watching her less for the gaming.
It turns on by that.
Yeah, exactly.
There's
right.
There's, like, a weird, creepy fetish element to this. You are a creep if you're buying some hot girl's bathwater from the internet. I mean, man, you need help.
Guys, this all makes sense because she actually has an OnlyFans account.
Okay, so that's maybe another revenue source that she's got.
You had an OnlyFans for your feet, Jade, for a while.
No, not my feet. I have an Instagram account.
Oh, right. Not OnlyFans.
That's why I never made it.
Because Instagram.
Well, this is like a great business idea for you, Jade. Like, you're a big star here in Newcastle. You have a bath.
You have a bath, I think, don't you?
Would someone like my bath water?
I reckon that'd be
nice because I'd put bubble bath and bath crystals in it.
Yeah, sell your bath water to Newcastle, Jade.
Let's see. Well, let's throw it out there. We'll take calls and, you know, take some numbers down if anyone calls. If you're interested in buying Jade's bath water, 13 10 09. We'll get your details.
We'll start low.
$1. Oh, absolute bargain. Does it come with the jar as well, or you have to pay? Or is it like, you know, when you go to, like, Harris Farm, you have to fill up your own milk with your own bottle?
Somebody's calling.
Do you really have to do that?
Somebody's calling. Yeah, let's do that. All right, who have we got here?
New FM, you're live on the air. Who's this?
Simon,
you sicko.
Don't call Simon a sicko.
Don't call him a sicko.
Simon, why would you want to buy Jade's bathwater?
First of all, you can't judge a book by its cover.
Okay, all right.
That is true.
Absolutely. That's a good life lesson.
What are you going to do with it, Simon?
Sorry, I just had to throw that in. I would probably just keep it as a souvenir as well, just to help Jade out.
That's a very nice thing.
That's so sweet, Simon.
Simon, Simon, are you married?
No.
Okay. Do you have a partner?
Yeah.
Now, what would they think that if you purchase Jade's bathwater on the radio and put that on your mantle? Like, what would he or she say?
I would tell her to suck it up.
There you go.
Good stuff, Simon. You know why? Because these two here are sometimes a bit closed-minded, right? Remember back in the day, the gladiators, women would actually buy the sweat vials of gladiators who'd, won in the arena, and they'd actually put the man's sweat into their husband's food and drinks, hoping that they would become strong like the gladiator. So really, buying my bath water is just an ancient practice.
And it's like what that say, celebrity, get me out of here, like all the stuff that they eat and all that as well.
Yeah.
You know, like, this is nothing. It's just...
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'd rather have a sip of dirty bath water than eat a cockroach.
Oh, me too, any day.
Oh, well, that's sorted. Jade, I think we've got a new business for you here. We've got your first sale already done
Simon's
and dusted.
Your first customer. Thanks, Simon. But thanks for calling.
And also, Jade.
Yeah?
If I ever start up a business, I'll let you know so you can buy something from me then.
Okay,
we'll
done.
Both ways. How does that sound?
I think that's fair.
Absolutely.
Hey, Jade, sale number one. Done.
Make money.
Thanks, Simon. Appreciate your call.
Well, there we go.
You guys have a good day.
You too, mate. Bye-bye.
You too.
Thanks for joining the
sweetheart.
Show. Absolutely.
I love him.
Your first deal, done and dusted, Jade. $1 in the bank.
Yeah,
I'm
cool.
Not crazy.
Very good. News time up next. We're done now. We've sold your bath. Well, what are we doing? New FM, good morning.
Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
Natalie Imbruglia, Torn, that song making her rich still at 7:42 at 105.3 New FM. It's time for Love It or Loathe It, getting Crevo and Jade's thoughts on today's daily topic.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
I don't care.
New FM.
Love it.
Love it.
All right, here we go, guys. Crevo, Jade, today's Love It or Loathe It is the Royal Family Feud.
3, 2, 1, go!
Oh, definitely love it.
Love it. It makes me sad, obviously, that they're feuding, but I just love following everything that they do, so...
You don't sound very sad. You sound excited about the whole situation.
I know. It's shameful.
See,
isn't it?
Well, Jade's the type of person that goes and buys like the Royal Monthly glossy magazine.
Do you
the
really
supermarket.
Do that?
So,
yeah, I do.
She loves it. Well, do you know? I'm bringing this up today. Of course, the guys are reuniting Harry and Wills for the unveiling of Princess Diana, their mother's statue. It's her 60th birthday coming up, and they're doing it in celebration of that. Mm. Now, the guys, you know what? Apparently, a lot of rumors going around saying they still aren't talking. I'm so sick and tired of seeing their drama unfold. Like, you know what? Get over it, guys. Just talk.
Do you think that this unveiling of a statue can bring them back together?
You would hope so, right? Like,
it's
she would
mum.
Want that. She would want that. And it's just been so sad seeing them separate. But I'm just tired of hearing about it. Just, you know what? All families have dramas. Make up and move on with life. Like,
you know what? I think it's more William, because Prince Harry actually made a really moving speech at the Diana Awards, and he actually gave a nod to William in that speech. So I think Harry is actually just saying everything how it is, like the truth behind what happened to Meghan. And if Prince William doesn't like that, tough titties, mate.
That's just how it is. Do you think, so you're saying that Harry is extending the olive branch to try and repair the situation?
Well,
well-read Royal Monthly opinion.
Yeah, because, like, obviously, okay, for instance, out of that interview that happened with Oprah, I was watching that, and I thought it was so bad of the firm, as they call it, to let Meghan Markle take the blame of the was it in the papers that what's her name, Prince Catherine, was like Meghan made Catherine cry, when it turns out it was in the reversal. Like, imagine being in Meghan's position, and that's your wife, say your royal family, Crevo, and Emmy got made out to make me cry, and then turns out it was the other way around. You'd be furious.
I mean, I'm a little bit confused, but I agree with that last bit. That seems totally right. Absolutely. Look, if you're accused of something you haven't done, never grow. It definitely was.
Hey, guys, birthday lotto up next. We have $600 to give away, which is exciting. Brilliant. All you need is a birthday to play Crevo. We are looking for which month?
We're looking for the month of May. So if you were born in May, this is your big chance. $600 on the line. It could be all yours. 13-10-09.
All right, we'll take your calls after this in UFM. Good morning.
This is Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up on UFM.
Avicii, Hey Brother and UFM. It's 7:55. It's time for Birthday Lotto.
Oh, my gosh.
The Novo's Birthday Lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
All right, all amped up. Over $600 on the line right now. It's so easy to play this. All you need to do is be born. I've got, of course, the birthday balls here ready to spin. Time to meet our contestant.
Yeah, we're going to Marie. She's from Maryland. She's a house cleaner, but only cleans her own home on weekends. So sometimes it gets a little bit neglected. Hello, Marie.
Hello, Jade. How are you going?
Yeah, not too bad. So you clean during the week, but you just can't be bothered doing yours on the weekend. Is that right?
Yeah, too much to do during the week.
Oh, you poor thing. Oh, well, let's $600 up for grabs. What would you spend the cash on?
I've got a power bill to pay and car repairs at the moment.
Now, what kind of car do you drive, Marie?
Kia Rio.
Nice one. Good for the family, that one.
They are, yep.
Do you have any grandkids?
Yes, I just had one. Yep.
Oh, congratulations. All right, well, let's do this. Buy them a treat if you win the money. Screw the bills. Here we go.
Okay.
For $600. Here we go.
Were you born on the 19th?
No.
Oh, no.
Too bad.
Damn.
Sorry, Murray.
No money for you.
Sorry. Congratulations on your new grandbaby.
Yeah, good job. Back before 9 o'clock, $600 up for grabs today, guys. Our news time with Maddie up next at UFM.
UFM.
UFM. 105.3 UFM.
Stand by on this frequency.
Right across Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos, Jay, Maddie and Crevo.
Would either of you marry Crevo?
Well, I'm not gay, so it'd be really weird. I get it.
This is The Novos.
You're Bert Newton. I thought he had a great head of hair. I really did.
The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, everybody.
So by the time Ben came home...
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up.
The Novos.
This.
Three.
Is The Novos.
Two.
And the mics are on.
One.
Now.
Crevo, Jade was chatting to Mum the other day on the phone, and a friend that she went to school with, she's received like a wedding invite, right, to his seventh wedding.
That is astonishing to me. Has she been invited to all of the other ones?
No, just this one. But which is weird, the seventh wedding. She was, not that she's a judgy person, but she was kind of like, man, like he needs to like settle down and like find happiness with one of them. Seven weddings. It's crazy,
guess,
right?
Things don't work out. They don't work out. And if you think you found love again, you give it another go. I think it's really sweet.
Now, Jade, you're currently studying to be a marriage celebrant. You'd see people like this and go, well, this is going to be my business. Going to be booming. Jade's like, Maddie, is it all right if I get that person's number after the show?
Jade married me.
I just want to make a quick telephone call. No reason.
You know what, though? I think it's pretty bad. Look, I'm not one, like, to say this, right? It kind of ruins the sanctity of marriage. Like, seven times. Like, they're really just... Like, is it a joke? Stop getting married, mate. Like, you know what? This should be a lesson in stop getting married and just keep them as your girlfriend. Like, you know, that's totally fine as well.
I agree.
What do you think? So you think it's silly...
A commitment ceremony instead of getting married. You can still have a nice ceremony.
Thanks for that option, yes. Same price as a wedding.
It's actually 10% more, which is weird.
What we thought we'd do this...
You can't judge. No, everyone deserves love.
What we thought we'd do this morning, right, can you break that record? We are looking for the person in Newcastle that's been married the most.
Now, maybe it's not you, but someone you know, because you've been getting all these invitations over the years, or you've seen on like on their Facebook or whatever, and you're like, what the hell is this person doing, right?
Seven weddings is crazy, in my opinion. If you can beat that, we'll give you a double pass to the football.
Absolutely, straight up.
Are you Team Jade? No. Like, that's okay. Or Team Creevo? Not crazy, but excellent. We're after your stories after Rag and Bone Man, Pink, Anywhere Away From Here. Love this from them. Fresh to New FM. Good morning. Love that. Rag and Bone Man, Pink, Anywhere Away From Here. This is 105.3 New FM. We're putting it out there this morning. I know this is crazy, but do you hold the record for the most times you've been married in Newcastle? Details.
Jade, Maddie and Kuno.
Yep, so a guy my mum went to school with was chatting to her the other day, and he is inviting her to his seventh wedding.
This seems like...
Seven weddings.
Very, very... It's crazy, right? I mean, you would think, like you said before, just keep them as a partner.
No, let them get hitched. Like you say, oh, crazy, that's insane. Elizabeth Taylor was perfectly sane, and what, she got married seven or eight times?
Eight times, I think, yeah.
I mean, is that... Okay.
But if you, I don't know, it just seems a bit bizarre to me.
I never thought...
It just means you're passionate. Look at J-Lo. She's a serial engagement...
yeah, but at least...
Queen of engagement.
At least,
yeah.
At least she doesn't go through with it and waste everybody's time. Imagine all the gifts you would receive. Seven weddings. Like, that's the only reason you would do it.
Well, Jade suddenly like, is this a way we can get a new oven?
As if, Jade, you're so sympathetic of, like, talking about it now, but if you had to buy the same person seven wedding gifts, you would not be happy with that or accept it.
Oh, I wouldn't bother in the end. I'd just give them a card with a scratchy.
So what you're saying is the seventh wedding not as important as the first, and that's my point.
No. It's just as important, but the thing is, like, seven weddings, that's a lot of gifts, you know what I mean? Like, the wedding gifts aren't cheap.
Well, that's true. You do have to cough up at least a good couple hundred bucks usually.
We are looking...
Quite cheap. They're getting a card and scratchy.
We are looking for somebody to beat... Seven marriages. I didn't think that you'd call people, but you have. Katie, hello.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning. How many times have you been married?
I've been married one time. I think that's more than enough. It's too much stress for me. But one of my friend's mums, she's very openly a serial getting married person.
Yeah.
She's been married heaps of times, but she all gives credit to her boobs. She married a like one of these plastic surgeons, and he gave her boobs and all these sort of things. So she's just like upping the ante each marriage. It's ridiculous.
Is she just like
that's
fixed?
Sweet. It's but okay.
How many times has she been married?
Oh, it's eight. It's ridiculous.
Eight times.
Yep. Yeah, but she's with the partner, she's like, don't worry, I'll be looking for my next one, and it's hilarious.
Hey, boob jobs are expensive.
Well, they are.
Like, you're looking at a 15K bill for some new boobs.
I mean, it makes you wonder if she, like, meets the plastic surgeon while, you know, going under the knife. Hello. Nice to meet you. Are you single? I'm not, but it will soon be.
Well, you know what? Good for her. But yeah, like I said, right. Ruining the sanctity of marriage.
Living your best life.
There's really no point in, like, just going from plastic surgeon to plastic surgeon.
Oh, the parties are great, let me tell you.
Oh, you've been to... How many have you been to over the time?
I've been invited to all of them. My parents were like, oh, you probably don't need to go to all of them sort of thing. They're bang on it because, I mean, I'd be... paying for presents each time, and what do you buy a plastic surgeon's wife? Well, that's only one of them. She's married different people too, so
different,
but she's very open about it. She's like, no, don't worry about it. You'll get coming to my next wedding. We'll do it on the beach this time, and hilarious.
Interesting. You know what? There's a woman, Katie, that's really just like had a whole heap of, like a typical girl, dreams about her dream wedding, right? But sometimes, I guess you guys would relate, Jade and Katie, you have certain scenarios you run through and locations. Why not just live out all of them?
Why not have both?
Why not just have eight?
Okay, because your taste changes over time.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah, and the dresses have changed. It's, very interesting.
It's still weird to me. Yeah. Eight marriages, no good. Thank you, Katie.
Good
appreciate
story,
it.
Though. Absolutely. Look, up next, we've got to talk about this. It's a gang of bandits. Now, normally when you think of a gang of bandits, you think, oh, maybe they're doing robberies or some sort of complicated scam. This one is to do with what the Americans call couponing. Now, what that is over in America, when you go to the shops, they have all these books of coupons. So, say, for example, you're buying like a $5 loaf of bread.
Yep.
You bring this coupon. They actually give you $2 or $3 off. They don't just put things on sale. You have to bring the coupon.
I love coupons. So my in-laws live there at the moment, right?
Yeah.
And when they go to, I think it's the CVS pharmacy there, they actually, you have a card that you swipe. It's sort of like when you go into an RSL here and you swipe your card to see what you win. So there, you swipe the machine and you get like a special coupon when you walk in the shop.
Yes.
At the pharmacy.
Yeah, it's huge over there. It's so cool.
It's a big thing over there.
Buy one pack of Valium, get three free.
That's an example of one, perhaps.
Wow.
But this gang of people has hustled together and scammed shops out of hundreds of thousands of dollars, and they've been hauled up in front of the police in a big public press conference. This is a crazy story that could only come from America.
Coupon crimes up next, 8:16. Good morning. Killing Heidi on 105.3 New FM, heading for a top of 19 degrees on the coast today. And, Crevo, you've got a coupon crime story for us right now.
Yeah, that's right. So over in the States, couponing is absolutely huge. So essentially what this is, instead of like putting, say, stuff on sale like they do here, you know, 50% off this or that item at a supermarket, what they do is they give these coupons that you cut out and you have to take it in, and then they take the $2 off the price or whatever. Real pain in a lot of ways, but people are obsessed with it.
That's the environment too.
Oh, absolutely. There's that as well, because you're printing thousands of papers, right, for this thing. But this criminal group, essentially, has been basically printing their own coupons using a special printing press. Here, there's a news report. This is how big the situation is about how it's happened.
These three right here of scamming stores across Montgomery County, and this is a crime that leads to higher prices for all of us.
And our Devin Clark is live in Montgomery County tonight on the case of counterfeit coupons. Devin?
Now, I do like how their reporter on the situation was actually... Now, it's a supermarket-based crime called Devin. You couldn't plan that any better if you tried. Now, in this next bit of the news report, we hear just how crazy and sophisticated this whole thing is.
From toiletries to dog food. Montgomery County investigators say this is a glimpse of $40,000 worth of items recovered in our area as a result of an investigation launched last November.
There is a dark web or dark side coupon group that is doing nothing but selling coupons that are fraudulently and sophisticatedly made.
The site was taken down after officials say they located a makeshift printing house mass-producing fake coupons for retailers, including Walgreens, Walmart, HEB, Target, and Kroger.
It's crazy, right?
It's like the guy from Catch Me If You Can's got out of prison and is, you know, started conjuring up a new dodgy gang.
It is right. And like the other hilarious thing about the TV report for this story was, you know, when they do like a big drug bust, they pile up all of the drugs in the packets or whatever
to film it,
piles of money and stuff to show how much they've seized. They had these people lined up in front of a desk with just piles and piles of shampoo, dog food, like cans of beans and stuff like that. It's like, is this the like smallest crime in history to have such a major news report on it? It's just ridiculous. But to think like they found 40 grand in one area, and this thing is across the whole country. It's like a network syndicate crime happening.
You know what?
Crazy.
If you were the police officer working on that case, you'd want to, that's the one you'd want to be on, because at least if you, you know, pinched a couple of things off the
you
side.
Can't take the proceeds evidence of the crime, Jay.
It's just, well, it doesn't matter what,
you know,
it is.
But if
Pantene Pro V. I need some shampoo.
Oh, look, having say you're going to the shops on the tonight way home from work. Like, as if they're not taking the odd thing every now and again.
They're definitely, well, they shouldn't be if they are. Only in America could coupon crime happen. That's all I'm saying.
That's it. Thank you, Creever. A news time with Maddie. I'm next to New FM. Good morning.
New FM.
New FM. 105.3 New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creevo. This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
Yeah, birthday lotto coming back before 9 o'clock this morning, worth $600. All you need is a birthday to play. Listen out for that. Jackson's in next, though, with 105 minutes commercial free.
Yeah, thanks, Maddie. I got to say, I can't even believe how New FM's just packing tunes into 105 minutes commercial free. So many of them. This, fresh from Galantis, David Guetta. And the girls from Little Mix, the ones that are left anyway, big lineup, Heartbreak Anthem. Coolio's Gangsta's Paradise, 95. Can you see yourself cruising the Merriweather to Newcastle Ocean Bars run in your car, windows down? Of course, the crank windows, not the roll down ones with the electronics. Yeah, they didn't have them in 95. Hey, let's do this as well. Very soon, Marshmello and the Jonas Brothers. It's fresh. It's called Leave Before You Love Me. All coming up as we go 105 minutes commercial free.
Yeah, thank you, Jackson. And of course, Jade is coming in next with some fantastic news out of Hamilton. Hello, Jade.
Hello. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, great. Good. What were you doing, Apu?
No, so I'm working from home for those who don't know. And yeah, I don't know, maybe there was this little glitch then. Maybe
that's
it was
all right.
Me. But yeah, so there's some great news. We're going to be doing, I believe it's a blankets and is it clothes drive, or are we just aiming for blankets?
Blankets and food. Absolutely right.
Yeah, so basically what's happening here is, of course, massive announcement from the council. Of course, the Hamilton Community Pantry will be staying where it is.
Amazing.
Good job, of course. So many people got behind this cause, and we're so happy that common sense has prevailed here. Coming up next, we've got more details about our next big thing. We are collecting blankets and food to stock that thing up. It's the middle of winter. It's time to rally again for our second drive here at the show. We'll tell you more after Guy Sebastian. This is Choir at New FM. Good morning.
I know
Guy Sebastian, Choir at 105.3 New FM.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Showers today, tops of 18 in Maitland, 18 on the coast. It's 12 degrees in Wickham right now. And, guys, fantastic news when the button works. Out of Hamilton, of course, the community pantry that we've all been chatting about, of course, that helps so many people in the community that need our help. It's staying where it is. The council is no longer taking it away.
Yeah, that's right. So I saw this post up online yesterday. Got very excited because it says here, and this is from that Food Not Bombs Newcastle network, which help a lot of people get food and stuff. They've said, great news. The free shops have been saved. Council will not remove them. Please come to the park and, you know, drop off food and warm things to our neighbours. And we thought, you know what, because a lot of the time over the last few weeks, people have been thinking, are they going to be removed? They probably haven't been dropping many things off, right?
That's so true.
So, look, can I just confirm, so this is the main one on Beaumont Street, is that correct?
Yeah, the one we helped last time.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, no, I remember the one we helped last time, but there are multiple ones across town, so I was just confirming which one.
So true. So the idea that we had was to try and, like, because people wouldn't have been dropping stuff off, let's fix this problem and do another drive to try and get as many people to drop off blankets, food, etc. And to make it a whole lot easier for you, we can do it for you. So if you bring it to New FM, starting from tomorrow, we'll drop all that stuff off at the pantry next week.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so important. Wintertime, it is so cold out there overnight. Blankets, anything, a jumper, hoodie, anything that you can give, really. Sleeping bags is a great one. And food, like everything. We're really trying to help people this winter because, as I said, it's freezing out there. And this is just such great news. And you know what? Stock her up. Stock her up.
I think last time we noticed that it was really good too. Female sanitary items was a real big one as well.
Absolutely. So any of that stuff that you can help out with, even if it's just like a $10 blanket from Kmart, that could really help someone this winter, or a sleeping bag who's doing it tough and sleeping rough.
I think we really want to focus on that this time, getting people warm.
That's right, absolutely. So beanies would be a good one, gloves, all that stuff. Think about if you had to sleep out there in some of these cold nights. It is freezing and a lot of people could really use their help.
Yeah, absolutely. No, good stuff. As you said, we'll accept donations here at the station from tomorrow. We'll take donations for a week, solid week, and then we'll go deliver it in one go to the various food pantries around Newcastle.
That's right. Next week, we'll be out doing the delivery, and it is a great cause, so please help by getting behind this.
That's right. Birthday good Lotto stuff, guys. Up next, worth $600 today.
Oh, yes.
You're looking for which month, Crevo?
It has come up as April, so if you're born in April, this is your big chance at getting $600. 131009. Give us a call.
Okay, it's 8:42. Good morning.
The Novo's Birthday Lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
Yeah, it's worth $600 today, man. That's a nice amount of cash to help you out, right? All you need is a birthday to play. We are looking for April babies, guys.
Yeah, and it's time to meet Sarah. She's from Mount Hutton. How you doing, Sarah?
Hey, how are you? Hey, Sarah.
Hey, Sarah.
Hello.
How are you?
Hey, welcome to the show. So, obviously you're born in April, but you also work at the Neighbourhood Centre at Maitland. Can you tell us about the organisation?
So, we kind of do similar to what you guys were talking about with the community pantry. So we do emergency relief, information referral, support a play group. We basically support the community through different things, whatever we can do.
That's a fantastic thing.
So can anyone go to you for your service? Like, how does it work? Like, do you get out there in the streets and approach people who may need your assistance?
No, so we don't do outreach, but we do support, like, everyone in the Maitland LGA. We team up with Old Harvest a couple of days a week as well, so that's food rescue. So I guess if people, I guess a little plug for me, if people aren't able to get to New FM to donate and they want to donate more in our region, like the Maitland LGA, more than welcome to drop that in, because it's everything. It's even things like thermoses, so we can fill it up with hot water so they can make a cuppa or do 2 minute noodles and stuff like that. So
so if they do want to drop stuff off, how can we do that? Where are you located?
Yep. So we're based at the Rutherford Community Community Centre.
Yep, cool.
Which is, yeah, obviously in Arthur Street in Rutherford. So, yeah, absolutely.
Good stuff.
Awesome.
Doing great work there.
All right, well, let's try and win you some money now. How about that?
That's good for you. Here we go. Come on, $600. What are you spending that on?
I don't know. I've got kids. So
yeah, that's all that's required. Kids. Here we go.
Kids. Were you born on the 30th of April?
No.
Hey, Sarah, thanks for coming on, though. Really interested to hear about what you do. And, of course, if it is more convenient to drop directly at the pantries, please just do that as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
Taking all the donations from tomorrow. Thanks, Sarah. Enjoy your day. That is us done for another day. Jackson's up next with 105 commercial free. Jade, enjoy the rest of your day at home.
I will. Thanks, guys. It was nice to be back.
Yeah, good
and
stuff.
You guys have been doing a good job.
Oh, thank you.
So have you, putting your feet up. Bye.
That's what I do best.
See ya.
Absolutely.
All right, guys. I will catch you then. Bye.